Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
I want you to go ahead and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 with me in verse 58, and we're going to start right there. But, you know, I need you to understand what unmovable means. Are you ready for a deep revelation? To not be able to move. That was deep, right? You could have laughed. I mean, come on. Unmovable, unshakable, unshiftable, set. How many of you want to be set in your faith? How many of you want to be set when the storm comes? How many of you want to be like concrete whenever the winds start to blow and you don't move? Anybody here want to be unmovable, unshakable for the kingdom of God? If you do, lift your hands up and say, "That's me, Lord." Well, this morning I'm going to show you some things. Are you ready? Are you with me in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58? If you are, just say amen. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast. Everybody shout steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, can I help everybody with this scripture? Are you ready? This is not, "I wish you were." This is, "I'm telling you to be." You find the man of God writing to the church and he's saying, "I'm not wishing that you be steadfast. I'm telling you to be steadfast." How many of us in here are going through some things? You better raise your hand in this church. Don't you lie. Don't make me cast out a lying spirit already. All right, no. How many of us are really facing some things? You're dealing with yourself. Anybody in here finding some things in yourself that God says, "I want out"? Hold on, let me go ahead and be truthful for everybody. Anybody finding some areas in you that the Lord is still killing right now? You say, "Pastor, that's a bad word." No. What did Paul actually say? "I die daily." So, Lord, go ahead and kill that anger, kill that jealousy, kill that junk, kill that attitude, kill that stuff in me, because I don't want to be my own. I want to be His. Amen? So look at this real quick. Watch this. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable. Now, can I get some help up here? Little Ty, come here, since you were standing up. Come here. Come up here. And actually, bring your papa when you come. Bring your papa when you come. Everybody shout unmovable. Kenneth, come here. You came in just in time. You see how I did that, right? Now, one on one side, you know what? You, Kenneth, you right here. Tyrone, you right there. And little Ty, you got my back. Oh, Lord. Grab a hold of that arm. You grab a hold of that arm and you put your hands on my shoulder. All right, you got me? Watch this. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast. Steadfast. Everybody shout steadfast. In other words, be locked in to what God's telling you to do. Be locked into your faith. Be locked into your love for Him. Be locked into your worship for Him. Be locked into your word. Come on, somebody needs to hear what I'm saying. Watch this. Be steadfast, okay? And then you become unmovable. Unmovable. How am I unmovable? I'm so glad you asked me. It's because I have a Father, I've got the Son, and I got the Holy Spirit. I've got one that created me and formed me, one that saved me and raised me up, and one that empowered me. So what happens is when the storm comes and I try to be moved, what happens is I have the unmovable around me. But if you don't have Him, then you become tossed to and fro any which way that the enemy would try you. How many of you in here are right in the middle of what you know that they are for you? Just let me see your hand. Does anybody know they got you? They got you. They got you locked in. How many of you know your Father's got plans for you? How many of you know that Jesus saved you and is going to raise you up? You're going to spend eternity with Him in heaven. And how many of you know even while you're here, The Holy Spirit's going to empower you, lift you up, and strengthen you to help you make it through. Is there anybody realizing that's a winning team that nobody, I dare you to shout, say nobody. Nobody can take down. Nobody can defeat. Are you hearing me right now? You've got something around you that will cause you to stand. You got something around you that will cause you to be unmovable. So right here, you got to realize, church, you're not fighting your battles by yourself. Oh, Jesus, help me right now. No, you have the best of the best of the best that's got your back, that's got you on every side. Because when you realize who's got you, you realize that it's your choice to move out from under it. They said they would never leave you or forsake you, but you got a choice to come out from among them. Oh, y'all ain't helping me right now. You seen as soon as I stepped back, you tried to grab me. Isn't that just like the Father? Is every time you run from God, they reach out and go, where you going? Just come back. No, we want you to be right here in the midst of us. Because when you're out here, the enemy can. But when you snuggle up close, oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. You know, it was cold outside this morning. So everybody begin to snuggle up. You got your coats up. And you know what? For some of those married folk, they eased up a little bit closer to the other significant other because they said, my Lord, it's cold out here. Hello, somebody. How many of you realize that when you're away from them, you're cold? Y'all ain't saying nothing. You know, I've lived close. I've lived right in the middle. But I've also been on the outside where I tried it my own way. And I found out that everything that blew began to push me where it wanted me to be. I tried to break my own addictions. I tried to break my own sin. And it didn't work. I realized that there wasn't but one place that I could come to and be actually unmovable. And that was to be right here. See, now that I've preached that for a minute, I can get you to the rest of the verse. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Whose work? Say it again. Whose work? The Lord's. Isn't it funny that you're going to abound in the very thing that's got you? Y'all ain't saying nothing. You're going to abound in what He created you for and what the Lord has set up for you because the Lord is with you. See, when I begin to move, listen, there's times as preachers you want to quit. If you put your eyes on people and the way people do and the way people act, you want to quit. But you see, there's no quit when you're stuck in the middle of the unmovable. There's nothing that can take you back or push you back or push you forward or knock you to the side when you're tied in. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord or in Him. Everybody shout, I can't miss it. When I'm doing what He created me for, and when He's got me. Come on. How many of you realize that it's not you laying hands on the sick? Oh, y'all missed that right there. See, y'all missed that right there. Anytime you stretch out your hand to pray, come on over here, Kenneth. Come over here, Jesus. Just put your hand right there. Look at this, look at this, look at this. So then, now I've got the Father. And I've got the one who paid it through His stripes and His precious blood. And now it's not my hands, but I am just an instrument. I'm a vessel for what really His work is to be done. And that's how I know it's going to abound. Oh, How many of y'all are beginning to realize something? Thank you, guys. My goodness gracious. You couldn't ask for three of the strongest men to actually stand beside you. How many of you will realize that you can be in a place of unmovable? How many of you are realizing that when you get into the middle of them, you realize that when you want to tuck tail and run, you can't. He holds you there. See, can I help somebody? A lot of times we want to run when God's trying to get something out so He can put something in. preach, Pastor, right there. See, a lot of us, we get uncomfortable because when we get our toes stepped on or somebody corrects us or we take it personal, and when really it's the whole time the Lord's going, I'm trying to put you where I can make you abound. How many of you know that you have to have the right tools to get the job done? You don't see Mr. Scott trying to change brakes on a car when he doesn't have the wrenches to do it. You have to have the right tools to do it. And the only one who can give you the tools is the one who created the tools. And actually the only one that knows what tools you need before you even have the problem. So how many of y'all are beginning to realize you win? Come on, I dare you to say I'm a winner. Oh, man, I thought somebody could say that like you believed it. See, I'm praying that when we go into 2018 and we wash our hands of 2017 and we anoint our hands for 2018, are you ready for this? I'm praying that everybody in here has a mindset change from being in your past or being in what you thought you were or being that loser mentality, okay? And you begin to realize with Christ, I can do all things. I become a winner. I dare you to just shout, I'm a winner. This morning, how many of you are ready to dive in and see what it takes to be unmovable? Anybody want to see a character, someone that you can lock into, that you can look at and see what they did to be unmovable? Does anybody here want to learn? I've got just a few minutes, so how many of you are ready? Go to Exodus chapter 17. I want you to go to the Old Testament with me this morning. While you're turning there, there was a man in the Old Testament. I began to realize that no matter what came his way, he was not shoved. He was not pushed. He was not talked out of. And his name was Joshua. I began to realize that Joshua had something. Joshua did something that made him unmovable. And today, I begin to pull apart the character of Joshua. And today, I'm going to give you some nuggets. How many of you want to have a relationship and be like Joshua? Is there any kingdom takers in this house? Oh, no. Come on. How many of you in here realize that we're here, divinely set here, to allow the kingdom of God to come? Well, let me preach right here for a minute, because you don't even know why you're here. You're not in Georgetown for just any reason. It's not just because you were born here and raised here. No, God designed you to be in Georgetown. You could have been born anywhere. You could have been born at any time. I always wanted to be in the Old West where I could ride horses. And then I realized outhouses in cold water would not work for Pastor very good. Hello. Amen. Now I thank God for hot water and running water and bathrooms, and y'all ain't saying nothing. A nice car to get in when it's cold outside. I ain't got to freeze behind a horse and smell that as I go down the road. So you guys need to realize, a lot of us in here don't realize how blessed you are, but I want to say this to you. I want you to catch this. Are you ready? You're here because you're a kingdom changer. He's called you to be in this city for a purpose and a reason. You're not here by mistake. You're here because God designed you to be here. And when God designed someone to be there, it's not for them to float through life. It's for them to take the authority that he gave so that the kingdom of God can be released. You remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done." Do you understand that right now there's a piece of the kingdom in you? Preach, Pastor Eric. Please help. Watch this. There is a piece of the kingdom in you. And without you, the kingdom suffers. The enemy has a right to go in and pillage, steal. So why is it so important to serve Jesus and be who you're called to be? Because you're a key to taking the city and not the enemy taking the city. Amen? So we're going to look at the character of Joshua. How many of you are ready to learn some things? Listen, church, are you ready? Just lift your hand real quick. You ready? Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that right now, that, Lord, you open our understanding to see that, Lord, you place an example of unmovable. And that, Lord, we receive it right now, Lord. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you in Exodus? Exodus chapter 17. If you're there, shout amen. Verse 9. Here's where you begin to find. Are you ready? Here's where you begin to find the man Joshua. Are you ready for this? Joshua. Joshua chapter 9 chapter 17 verse 9 says this, "And Moses said unto Joshua, choose you out some men and go and fight with Amalek tomorrow. And I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." So who went? Who went? Okay, you realize right here, first of all, Joshua was a man of caliber and character. You realize right here that Joshua knew people. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. See, the word tells us to know those who labor among us. Okay, now, not everybody who fights for you fights for you. Sometimes you run across comrades. Comrades only fight against what you fight. But then when they're done, they'll take your stuff and fight against you. That's how comrades work. But see, you have to understand, Joshua watched the people. He judged the people, not by their sin, but by their fruit. Hello? And Joshua knew the men that he wanted to go into battle with. Oh, come on, somebody help me in here. Are you ready? Some of y'all in here need to start watching those who are around you and judge their fruit. Preach, Pastor Eric. Preach, Pastor Eric, because you only want to go into battle with people who you know that are anointed to fight with you, people that you know has got your back and is not going anywhere, because you don't want to get right in the middle of the battle and it gets hot and they run. Oh, I need somebody to help me right now. I need some prayer warriors that when I'm in the thick of the battle, I know that they're standing behind me and that they're the ones that's going to be my armor bearers. They're the ones that's got the shield. They're the one that's pushing back against the enemy. See, I need to know those who labor among me. See, a lot of us who call friends friends ain't friends. Preach, Pastor Eric. Oh, Lord, you wound up this morning. No, you need to realize you need to go into battle. And when you go into battle, my Lord, have mercy. You better have known they've been tested, they've been tried, and that they're true. And that when they pull their sword, that they pull it with you and not against you. See, Moses trusted Joshua. And not only did he trust Joshua, he stood behind Joshua. Y'all ain't saying nothing. See, it's one thing when you know your comrades, but it's another thing when you know somebody's got your back. Hello, somebody. Joshua, I want you to go and I want you to handpick out these men. And tomorrow I'll stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Go to verse 10 real quick. Can you do that? Stay with me. Verse 10. And it says this, "So Joshua did as Moses had said and fought with Amalek, and Moses and Aaron and Ur went up to the top of the hill, and it came to pass that Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed." Israel prevailed. Can I stop right here? Israel prevailed. Who was leading them? Joshua. Did you notice that it didn't say, "And Joshua prevailed"? You realize that at this moment, Joshua had pulled all of Israel. Oh, come on, somebody. See, a lot of us want to preach on keeping the hands up of Moses, but you're missing the character of the one who did the fight. You're missing the character of the unmovable one. Do you realize that I could see Joshua every time that the battle began to turn against him? I can see him as he began to fight. He would turn around and look back at Moses. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You better know who your covering is. You better know who's got your back. You better know they're praying for you. You better know that they got their hands up for you. You better know that you know that you know while you're in the thick of the battle. Saints of God, hear me. You better know that they got it up for you. And even when the battle turned against him, he didn't tuck tail and run. He trusted. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. How many of you want to be unmovable? See, he didn't just put his trust in a man. He put his trust in the God that was in the man. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Come on, you ain't saying nothing. See, there was a character. There was something inside of Joshua that realized, I'm going to submit myself. I'm going to do what I need to do to follow my God. And this is what began to happen. You begin to see it. You begin to see it. Verse 12, Moses' hands were heavy. They took a stone, they put it up on him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur stayed up, his hands, one on one side, one on the other. Now look at verse 13. Now watch this. Watch this. And Joshua, wait a minute. Before it was Israel. How many of you are with me? What does it say right here? And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Joshua rallied all of Israel and they began to fight. But in the end, everybody listen to me. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Hello. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And listen, if you're not leading, then get out of the way. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Come on, how many of you realize the Marines love to say that? Either lead, follow, or get out the way. You need to realize they're that type of force that says either lead, follow, or get out of my way. Okay, because we got a job to do. Can I help everybody here to be unmovable? You got to know. You got to know those who labor with you. You also got to know who's got your back. And you also have to have something in you that don't quit. Can I ask how many of y'all in here? There's just sometimes you just want to throw in the towel and quit. Just is anybody in here? Just wave your hand. It's truth. That's truth right there. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes I just want to throw the towel in. But what happens? About the time you want to throw the towel in, you can't let go of the towel. I just can't let go of this silly thing. I can't. Can we go some more? I got a short amount of time. Can y'all handle this? Go to Exodus 24. I'm trying to keep you almost in the same book so that way it helps you. Exodus 24, verse 13. Are you still with me? Here you find Moses at Mount Sinai about to receive the Ten Commandments. And Moses rose up, and his minister, he went from being just a general to being a minister. He took care of Moses. Y'all ain't saying nothing. No, come on now, help me out. You ready? Watch this. And Moses went up into the mount of God, and he said unto the elders, you tarry here for us. How many of you realize that Joshua didn't just stay at the bottom? Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. See, you have to understand that Joshua had something on the inside of him that said, no matter what, I want to be close to the anointing. I want to be close to the deliverer. See, in Joshua's eyes, he looked at Moses as the deliverer of Israel. And he said, whatever he's got, I want it. How many of you realize that Elijah and Elisha wasn't the first two? You find it right here. You find this. Now look at this. Aaron and Hur are with you. And if any have any other matters to do, let him come up to them. Now watch this. This is when you see, and Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire. And the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got himself up into the mountain. Moses was in the mount for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, how many of you are wondering where Joshua is? See, on the way up, Moses knew that at the top it could only be him and God. But see, there's a place in between. See, you need to understand that Joshua was right at the point where he could experience. Oh, y'all ain't say nothing. He was right at the point where he could experience the supernatural. He was right at the point where he began to actually hear God's fingers carve the words in stone. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You know, the first time the Lord did it, the second time Moses had to do it because he broke them. But the first time, could you imagine the crackling of fire and all the noise on top of the mountain? Could you see Joshua sitting there going, wow. See, I believe at this point, this is just my personal opinion. Can y'all handle this for a second? I believe at this point, it put an urgency inside of Joshua to want more of God. To have what Moses was experiencing. To realize he had to have it. Come on, see, can I help everybody here? How many of you want to be unmovable? You ready? To be unmovable, you got to want the presence of God. I'll find somebody to preach to right here. Okay, to be unmovable, you got to want more than what you're experiencing now. See, can I help you? He could have stayed at the bottom with Aaron and Ur. But he said, no, I'm a minister unto the man of God, and I need to experience. I need to take care of him. So I got to get closer so that way I can begin to understand and want more. See, can I just tell you something? The problem with the church is going to sleep because they don't want the presence of God. They don't want the fire of God. They don't want the move of God. They don't want the miracles of God. They just want the goodies. You can't have the goodies without the presence. Hello, somebody. Well, everybody said he wanted it. Which brings us to Exodus 33. Turn there, just a few chapters over. Can you handle it? Exodus 33, verse 11. When you get there, say amen. Anybody want to learn to be unmovable? You need to know those who labor with you. You don't turn tail and run, you stand steadfast. When everybody else is told to stay back, you know you got to get closer to God. It makes you begin to become unmovable. And in verse 33 of Exodus, or chapter 33 of Exodus, verse 11. And the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face, as a man speaks unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But look at the next verse. Look at this next piece. But his servant, Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Are you catching this? See, Joshua experienced something on the mountain that said, this just ain't good enough. This is just not good enough. It's great that I see all of this going on, but man, I just gotta stay longer. I just gotta get more. You know what? I'll take one person who wants more of God, and I can change a city with them through Jesus' precious name than I can with a bunch of people who said, oh, we'll help you, Pastor, but y'all ain't saying nothing. Give me somebody who has a Joshua spirit. Give me somebody who will say, you know what, Pastor? I know you got to go and you got to address and you got to work and you got to do, but just let me stay in the presence of God. Please let me stay here because I realize one day it's going to be my turn. So I want to make sure I stay. How many of you just have enough when you leave church? Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. How many of you just have enough with praise and worship on a Sunday morning and a Tuesday night? How many of you got to get more when you get home? You can't handle it. You got to listen to more preaching. You got to have more. You walk around, you go, feed me, God, feed me, God, feed me, feed me. Come on. How many of you in here need to learn to be like a baby, a child? See, a child don't mind running to the father and saying, feed me. Just have a little one. They'll wake up in the middle of the night, mess your sleep up because you know what? You're going to feed me. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. And just to think, we got a God that never sleeps. He's got a meal for you no matter what time it is. Oh, that just went over half of y'all's head right there. He's got a meal for you that listen, will not only feed you but just take you to the next level. Anybody ever had a good meal? But then all of a sudden you think you're absolutely full and somebody brings out cheesecake. I'm full, but I think I got just enough room. Y'all ain't say nothing. Come on. How many of us in here get to the place where we think we're so full of God, but then the Lord comes by and goes, you want some dessert? Oh, let me bring that down to where you understand it. You come to church, you experience the presence of God, and the next day, all of a sudden, you get a raise at your job. Isn't that right, Trina? And she wasn't even there. She was sick that day and still got a raise. You know God's good when you start doing that right there. Everybody say, that's dessert. See, someone had to wrap that one up and put it in the refrigerator for her so she can come back the day after she was sick and get that one. Are you realizing the character of Joshua? See, I told you no more than a month ago, as of this Sunday, that a move of God has to start in your family and with you. And I'll remind you again, are you ready? How long will you spend in the presence of the Lord for your family? How long will you spend in the presence of the Lord for your church? How long will you spend in the presence of the Lord above all for yourself? Went by the sign, it said, 3 days without prayer makes one powerless. And I said, 3 days? I can't go a couple hours without having to go to the Lord and just say, all right, Lord, is there anybody else in my boat? If you're not, you will be. Because when you're in my boat, you begin to realize there's nothing you could do about it anyways. So why not go to him? Preach, Pastor. Preach. Can I give you one more? Could you handle it? Are you sure? Go to Numbers 13. I'm about done. Is everybody okay? You can handle this. Numbers chapter 13, verse 16. But before I read it, I want to show you some things. See, Joshua knew those who labored among them. Joshua knew how to trust the Lord. Joshua knew that it wasn't good enough just to experience a little bit of God. He knew he had to have all of God. And when everybody else rushed out of the presence of God, he stayed. And then you find it time. Everybody say time. Oh, y'all ain't going to say it. You ready? See, I need to help everybody here. For those of you that's wanted to be in ministry, there is a certain time that goes above everybody's head. There is a certain time. Don't rush time. Be on time. Because when you are on time, then God is with you. You find right here that Moses again goes, it's time to spy out the land. Everybody say your promise. Watch this. I'm going to pick out 12 spies. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And he sends 12 spies in. But see, there's something I want to show you that many of us have looked over. Look at verse 16. And these are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. He had named all of those from verse 5. And Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, or Joshua. Can I help everybody here? When you go back and look in Exodus, Moses always called Joshua, Joshua. But everybody in Israel called him Hosea. Here you find Moses standing up in front of all of Israel and saying, his name is no longer Hosea, his name is Joshua. Now, when you begin to look at a name change, there is something significant. Hosea just means salvation, one. But when you look and you begin to study what Joshua means, it means Jehovah, our salvation. Watch this. That day is when Moses looked up in front of all of them and said, he is not just about himself anymore. He is actually going to be and coming to be in leadership. See, a lot of us just think that when he died, Moses had him put in. But right here's where he declared it. Isn't this amazing? Do you realize that you got a name change coming? Because you know why? It's not just about you. Can I help y'all in this house? Lord Jesus, have mercy right now. See, before it's been all about you, but there's getting ready to be a name change for you. And when your name change is declared, see, a lot of people, when they get ordained and they get that pastor in front of their name, they don't just become Eric anymore. They become the shepherd who now takes care of the sheep of Eric. So that's why you don't find very many pastors in this church. Hello? Because I'm going to know those who labor among me before I ever put them in position. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You're going to spend some time with me. Hello? I'm going to know you. Amen? Because I'm not having somebody to come up beside me and split. Oh, y'all ain't helping. I'm not going to have somebody who comes up and plays to be a confidant when you're really a comrade. No, I'm going to know those who labor among me. And when it comes time, everybody say time, then I will. Now, isn't it funny that out of those 12, there's only two that came back and said, let's take the land? Who was it? Joshua and Caleb. You do realize that Caleb was Joshua's friend. So in other words, Joshua rubbed off on Caleb. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all got 2 minutes? Can you handle this? Joshua rubbed off on Caleb because Caleb looked at Joshua and went, oh, there's something inside of you that I need. How many of you realize that when you got God on the inside of you, somebody needs it? Amen. And isn't it funny, y'all ready? Isn't it funny that when you go to the book of Joshua, that Joshua didn't send 12 spies? How many did he send? See, Joshua realized, I don't need 10 people to speak against what God's doing. I just need two of them to go out and come back and say what we already know to be true. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Just because you may have all the numbers doesn't mean they're really with you or they really have the vision that you have or the goal that you have. Hello, somebody. You can have a church of thousands, but out of thousands, you may have 10. Hello? Hello? Because we got to realize in our lives that the Lord is trying to position us in a place to touch and move and heal and deliver, okay, in His name. And you've got to know that you know that when you move, do you understand that He said Moses did 12, but only 2 came back? I'm going to trust that, Lord, in 2. I don't need 12. I just need 2. See, some of us, you need to shrink your bubble. Ooh, I'm going to come up here. Some of you need to shrink your bubble. Too many of you got too many people trying to speak in your life at one time. Look at somebody and say, shrink your bubble. Because there's a lot of times you're speaking where God wants to take you, and they're taking it and demolishing it. Do you understand? Joshua said, I'm not going to have 10 other places to come against me. I'm going to pick 2 that I know. 2 that I know that has the same character. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm going to have 2 of them that has the same unmovable, unshakable. See, when the 2 came back, they said, do you not even realize that even at the mention of the name of Israel, they shake? They had the same spirit as Joshua. Joshua said, everybody else is looking at the world, but we're knowing that our God is for us, and let's go take it now. Did you see the caliber of men that Joshua was raising? Unmovable, unshakable. With that being said, let me ask you, what are you raising? Those who are following you, what are you raising? Parents, what are you raising? Teachers, what are you raising? Leaders, what are we raising? This is a heart check. Hello? Are we going to be one of those people that say, do as I do, or do as I say? I'm going to be one of those to do as I do. Because I want to be what Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen? And when I miss it, I miss it. And I repent. Hello, church. So let me ask you today, how many of you just learned something on how to be unmovable? No matter what you're going through, I dare you to shout, I'm unmovable. I want you to do me a favor. Some of you said you were going through some things earlier. You said, Pastor, do I really have to go back to that? See, when you're unmovable, the other thing is movable. That probably needs to go on a post somewhere. When you're unmovable, everything else has to be movable. How many of you in here are going through some things? You only have to raise your hand because you already did. This morning we're going to do a faith confession. Come on up. How many of you are tired of being stuck in that thing? 2 people. Everybody else? Nobody else? Okay. Well, stay in your mess. I can't help you. I could preach till I'm blue in the face. And to be truthful with you, you ready? Even the Lord can't help you because it's your choice. With every head bowed, every eye closed, real quick. Won't keep you long. At the beginning of this service, I said, is anybody going through a thing? Let's be truthful. Before I preached this, you realized that it was moving you instead of you moving it. So this morning we're going to do something. I'm going to ask every person that raised their hand and said, I'm in the middle of something. I'm in the middle of a test, a trial. Okay? Here's what we're going to do. By an act of faith and confession, we're going to tell it to move. How many of you have ever spoke to that thing that you're fighting? You realize life and death is in the power of your tongue. So, Pastor, this is crazy. Isn't it funny that Peter looked at him and said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have in me, I give to you. It was an act of confession. So right now, everyone who lifted your hand, we're going to pray and then we're going to tell it to move. Are you ready? I said, are you ready, church? Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we thank you that we now know what it takes to be unmovable. We hold on to the character of the example that you've given us. Jesus, you were unmovable even when the enemy faced us to our face, in your face. That, Lord, you stood and used the word against him and you won. So today, right now, in this point, in this moment, Lord, there's some areas in our life that has been moving us when really it needs to move. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Come on, church, just thank him. We thank you that you've given power. Power to tread upon serpents. Power to cast out devils. Power. And Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, we confess this morning that, Lord, we're going to stay unmovable in you. But we're going to command our situation to move. And Lord, today, by confession, by an act of just declaring it out, Lord, we thank you that, God, you said that when we ask anything in your name, that, Lord, you would give. So, Lord, today, by an act of faith, on the count of three, we declare that it's going to move. We're going to shout, move. And, Lord, I believe that right now, that, Lord, you're beginning to move it. On the count of three right now, one, two, three, move. Say it again. Move in Jesus' name. Now lift your hands straight up to heaven. If you're in the middle of that stuff right now, just lift your hands up. Father God, we release it. We release it. And Lord, now we just stay steadfast. Lord, we stay steadfast right now. Lord, we lock into you. Lord, we thank you, Father, you've got us. We thank you, Jesus, you paid for us. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that right now you're empowering this. You're empowering, you're moving right now. Lord, we thank you and give you praise that this morning, Lord, our situations don't govern us. We govern our situations in Jesus' name. That, Lord, when storms come, we do have the authority to stand up and declare, peace be still. Lord, when sickness comes, we can declare that by your stripes we were healed. So, Father God, today we thank you. We're coming out of a place of being shoved to and fro, tossed, as Ephesians 4:14 would say. And, Lord, we stay steadfast and unmovable. We thank you today for moving in this house and moving in our lives in Jesus' precious name. And everyone said,
thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.